15 years ago this week, Stephen Mayne started Crikey, the subscription email service which focuses on politics and the media, hits inboxes around lunchtime every weekday. But it only got going after Mayne had burnt all his bridges and devoted himself to Jeff.com, his website aimed squarely at the then Victorian Premier, Jeff Kennett, in the 1999 state election.
Well, I couldn't get a job in the mainstream, couldn't run a website called Jeff when Jeff Kennett was no longer in Parliament, so we simply had to rebrand it and then attempt to eke out a living as an independent player, not working for the big boys as I'd done previously for the 10 years working for Fairfax and News Corp. So it was sort of partly survival, but I also absolutely loved the independence of Jeff.com and the freedom of it really being able to say what I thought without editors, lawyers, publishers, advertisers constraining my free speech analysis and commentary. So I loved it. I really believed in pushing the envelope. And so that's how it happened. And a few fellow travellers joined me along the way.
You couldn't go back to the mainstream media, essentially, because you'd called the mainstream media on their coverage of Jeff Kennett, hadn't you?
Yeah, I felt that they were too soft, particularly the Murdoch Press and the Herald Sun. And also 3RW and Neil Mitchell. I had a big falling out with them, on-air arguments with Neil Mitchell during the campaign, with me accusing him of being too soft. So I did take on the media establishment in Melbourne, and Jeff Kennett was an absolute colossus, and it was a pretty cosy media relationship, I felt. So I certainly blew all that up, hence, you know, I wasn't going to get a job back in the mainstream, so I had to sort of go it alone or do something else.
Yeah, well, it could so easily have all gone down in flames, because you really had a completely different and novel business model at first, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it was a bit harebrained. It was a free website with, you know, 6 news stories to be published on a Sunday and an email out to subscribers who'd paid $30 and received a T-shirt. So that was never going to sustain journalism or a business. And so it wasn't long before it then morphed from that into a paid email edition. And I think, you know, 15 years later, that is the bedrock of Crikey. It still is. Around lunchtime every day on weekdays, it's a paid email edition exclusively for subscribers. And yeah, so it took a while. It took us the first year to sort of settle on that distribution means. But since then, it's been a very steady formula. I think that's part of the success is reliability and survival. Just being there for so long helps you to survive.
How close were you, though, to pulling the plug? Because, you know, you were getting married, you had a new baby, there wasn't a lot of money coming in. There must have been times when you thought, geez, this is just too hard and there's not enough cash, because it was really tight at first.
Oh, look, we blew $200,000. I mean, I was worth $200,000 when I launched Crikey. And I remember in 2002, you know, looking at my financial situation, and we had no assets. I'd lost my property and I had, I think, $65,000 on the credit cards. So I was worth negative $65,000. But by then, Crikey was generating revenues of about $30,000. We had quite a few, you know, a few staff and paid contributors. So by then, it was a business. So from 2002 onwards, it actually was quite a good cash-generating business, which allowed us to survive. But we never really built up any assets around Crikey. And so really, the only serious payday was the day we sold it in 2005.
I'll come back to that. But in those first years, your focus was on kind of generating publicity for the fact that it existed, and you had all kinds of different approaches to doing this.
Well, that's right, because we were effectively banned by some of the Murdoch Press and, you know, wouldn't get a run in 3RW. So we had quite a few, the Fin Review for a decade, you know, banned me because I left them on bad terms. So we didn't have an advertising budget. So the question always was, how do you promote the business? And so I did things like running for public company boards, where the notice of meeting would say that you're the publisher of Crikey.com. So shortly after the Sydney Olympics, I ran for 9 boards in 8 weeks, and all the most widely owned companies like Telstra and Commonwealth Bank, NRMA, and that literally hit, you know, 5.5 million households. So doing as much free media as possible, doing things like running for boards, immersion journalism stunts. I mean, you had to pull everything out of the you could find, because you had no advertising budget, and you had many of the power players in the media determined to give you no oxygen and to try and lock you out. And in the case of obviously some of the defamation actions I faced, they were media players supported by sort of other media players. So it was quite hard breaking into that club, and there was a lot of hostile forces against me in those early couple of years.
Actually, though, a defamation writ from Steve Price turned into a good thing in the end, didn't it?
Well, in the end, yeah. I think people looked at the situation and saw, you know, millionaire shock jock working for $600 million public company, takes house away from battling web publisher and, you know, with wife and new baby. So the sympathy marketing around a major aggressive shock jock trying to destroy, you know, effectively trying to bankrupt and take my assets and, you know, shut down the website, generated a lot of sympathy. So we did eventually sell our house and we did settle and we gave Steve Price $50,000. But he spent close to $200,000 chasing us. And in the end, that was the moment when we settled with Steve Price that our monthly revenues went from $10,000 a month to $30,000 a month and never went back. So that was the step change in the business. It wasn't just that. There was a few big stories in the first half of 2002 that also cemented the sort of the step up into a viable operation. So certainly until the Steve Price settlement, it wasn't viable. It hadn't arrived. It didn't have enough revenue. But from that point on, we suddenly got a lot more publicity and we had a lot more people giving us tips and momentum built. And from there on, it was a viable operation.
When we get to 2005, almost 10 years ago, actually, I think it's 10 years next month, you sold the business to Eric Beach's Private Media. Why did you do that?
Well, it was always run from our house. It was always a little bit of an amateur operation. We didn't have business systems. We didn't have professional advertising people. So it was all a bit homespun. And after we'd moved house five times in 30 months, and we'd had three kids in just over 3 years, when our son came along, our third child, in late 2004, I just sat there and felt I couldn't go on. I couldn't keep working 90-hour weeks. I couldn't keep crawling into bed at 1 in the morning and getting up at 6. So I was exhausted. And most importantly, that, you know, Eric Beecher had approached us and he made us what we think was a good fair offer of $1 million. And I was always very impressed with Eric, and, you know, he's independent. I'm still 10 years later very happy that I sold to him. He was the only viable buyer and custodian of the Crikey ethos in my view. So it was a logical decision, and to this day I think it was a fair price and I think it was a good decision to sell, and I think Eric's done a great job with Crikey.
In some ways it's a different beast now though, isn't it? It's, and it must have much higher turnover and revenues.
Oh, I think, well, when I sold it, it was selling, it was revenues were about $400,000 a year, and I think it's probably five or six times that now. So it's a much bigger operation. I've got 17,000 paying subscribers who are paying sort of double what we were doing. The advertising is now a meaningful share of the business, sort of I think maybe about a third of the revenues. So it's a serious business. It's still not a big business. It's a serious business, and they can now have 8 full-time staff, a much bigger list of paid subscribers, a proper professional advertising system, and just a true multimedia operation with blogs and Twitter and much better use of pictorial and all the tricks and technologies of the web.
How objective do you think you can be about it, Stephen?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to be very objective. I'm very proud of it. Sometimes I think it's a little bit too left-wing for me. I'm obviously a former Liberal staffer, but I'm a wet Liberal, so I'm a sort of a softy on the social issues, but a bit harder on economic and industrial relations and things like that. So, but I think that that is also a reflection of the market. There is a lot more people out there who lean to the left who will pay for quality coverage. So I think it's pitched right in terms of growing the business. But I think overall, these are minor quibbles, and I'm very proud to still be associated. I think I've written 60 stories for them in the last 4 months, so I've given it actually a real burst going back into coming up to the 15th birthday, and hope that continues for a long time.
Crikey founder Stephen Mayne. And full disclosure, I'm a Crikey subscriber.